Here we're holding Das Hey Yomer Aleph on top. From the middle of the Shaila, we're trying to bring a raya to Rav Onan Talocha that he said the Mumla Voris Kechovim. It's still Mut Lechem Mishkitosoi, and the raya was the fact that Yoishofot was a tzaddik ate from the Shchita Vacha, which was a Mumla Voris Kechovim. So we ask the question: maybe not only Shaila was, maybe Yoishofot only ate from his own Shchita. So Tap Gemara says no. We have a Maflig Nafshiminei. That Yoshafat would have not separated himself from Achav to make like two separate parts in Klai Yisrael. Therefore, it's Mustafa Grashi says that he ate from the Shechit of Achav, even though he's a Mumul of Rosh Chavim, so that's the rather the Mumul of Rosh Chavim, it's Mutalechol Mishchitosim. So, the most question now, Minola, like, how do we know this? That, like, Yoshafat would not separate himself from Achav. So, as Elaine, if you want to tell me with the Siv, that there's a Pasuk in Lochim that says, the Pasuk says, Kamoini Kamoichom, is what Yoshafat said to the Melech Yisrael. The Pasuk says, V'yom Yoshafat and Melech Yisrael, Kamoini Kamoichom, Kami Kamecha, Kususak Kususachom. So Mashmi Yoshafat still stayed part with stayed together with Achav. So Mora says, so Elamayata, that at the end of the Pasuk says, it says also, it says, Kususai Kususachom, like my horse should be like your horse. Is Hochinami here also, it means to say, so we stay together, like what does Susan have to do with it? Trashid linyan is to the head to come out, elakoch linyan amachoma komle, that's all. Not to say that we rely one upon the other. At the Avim in the world, when it says, Kami ki amecha, Rashi says, Dimash mereato kamoiseni, Tisom kamalaya, we rely upon you. Mora says, no, here it says, the end of the post, Kisusai kisusech, which has nothing to do with relying upon one another. Elamai just means to say, that Rashi says that we'll have Mechama together. So, Samora says, Elamai dehevi asuscho, tehevi asusi, like any burden that's upon your horse should be upon my horse. That's all. I mean, that we'll go to fight together, that's all. But not that I rely upon you for Isavaheta. So, Chinam here also, Ma dehevi alecha vialoi amecha, the burden that's upon you and upon your arm, tehevi alai vialavoi, should be upon me also. That's all. But not to say I'll be samech on you, just to mean the burdens will be upon us, that's all. So you have no right to say that your shofet would eat from the shechita of Achav. So it says, rather, Elam Yochav from this pasuk. Next pasuk says, O Melech Yisrael, the Yoshofet Melech Yuda. Yoshvim, it says, Ish al Kisoi, Meluvoshim, the Godim, they were sitting together wearing clothing, the Gurin in the Gurin, the Mach in the fields. Pesach Shashomrim, by the entrance, by the gate of Shashomrim. So now the question, my Gurin, what does it mean to say here by the Gurin, by the threshing place? What do you mean to say, Lem, if you want to tell me Gurin Mamish, a threshing place, also Shashomrim, the Gurin heavy, do you think the Shah of the city Shomrim, who is a threshing place there, that's not where you thresh, you don't thresh this fool over there. So why is it called the Gurin? Ela meant to say this, that Ki Gurin, that this Pesach of Shashomrim was like a Gurin. What does that mean to Tanam? Well, not like this. Sanhedrin hoisa techati Gurin agula. When Sanhedrin sat down, when they had their psak dedinim, they sat down like in a semi-circle. Techati Gurin agula, like around this other threshing. What does that mean to say? They sat like on a table in a semi-circle. Kedeshi eroyin zeze, everybody should see one another. In other words, they sat together the same way people sat together by the Gurin. So Rashi says a mitzvah like this, that Kigurin hayu yoshvin v'chiba uvereis. They sat together with love, with friendliness, with a good achas, just like the Sanhedrin. Shen choshim zel zeh, they were not choshid zeh zeh. So here from this passage it's mashma that Yoshofet, like, was not choshid achav. Therefore it's mistarva that Yoshofet ate from the shchit of achav, from his people, even though they were mumul avoros kechavim. So that's the right Ravonon, that a mumul avoros kechavim is not considered a mumul achol terakula. Therefore, he does not have a lechel like a goy, and therefore, you'll not eat from his shechita. Now, the Gemara says, Leinu Mesayi Lei, let me bring another proof to Rav Onan's halacha. That's not the true what he's saying, that a mumul avoros kechavim, his shechita is still kosher. Because the pasuk says, Vayetem Melachim, before the pasukim say, it says, V'yorvim Mevi'im Leilechem, U'boso, Ba'boiker, V'lechem U'boso, Be'erboriv. It says the what? That the birds brought them lechem, and meat also to eat. Now, v'yom Rav Yudah Marav, mivei tapche di achov, that these birds came and brought meat to your shofet, but the birds to Orvim, the birds took the ravens took the meat from the butchers of Achav. So it's mashma clearly that your shofet ate from the streets of Achav, because here it says the Orvim brought the meat from Achav, from Beis Achav, to your shofet. Tamura says no, it could be here, it's different, maybe here's no proof. Tamura says, I'll tell you that Apiyadibur Shani, here was different, here was called Apiyadibur. It was like Min HaShemayim. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tiru, Lefi Shoh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matrit, at least at that time. And the Pasuk says, Ve'as Orvim Savisi Shom, Lechal Kolecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzad, but he's Orvim to go. Ve'as Orvim Savisi Lechal Kolecha Shom. So the Gehetta Min HaShemayim, that's why your shofet ate from this meat. Now the Gemara says, my Orvim, what does it mean, Orvim? Om Ravina, Orvim Mamish. Ravina says Mamish means ravens. These birds, they brought this meat. Orvim Mamish. Yes, he says Mamish means ravens. Oh, Malay Ravada Baman Yumi. The Rabbi said back to him, the Duma maybe no. Maybe the Apostle says, the Orvim Meviya maybe means Trey Gavri. There were two people, two men, to have a Shemayu Orvim. That was the name. The name was Orv. So these two people brought the meat. Samura says, Milek Sil, like a riot, doesn't say another person in Shertim, it says, Vayogu es Oriv, Bitsur Oriv, Viezev, it says he killed him there. She says here clearly, they killed a person called Oriv. She says, the Oriv could be the name of a person. Samura still asks, Omalei, is Rami Milsud et Havayu Hevi Shemayu Orvim? Like, good, one person then could be called Oriv. Well, how could it be that two people, they both have the name Orvim? You want to say the Pasuk says the Orvim means two people called Orvim. How could that be? Someone says, yes, still, the Duma may be Al Shem Mekleimim. Maybe the called Orvim mean they came from the city Orvim. So these two people from that city, they have the names Orvim. Someone says, like Milak Sib, doesn't the Pasuk say, Malachim, the Aram Yotze Gedudim, Vayeshua Meretz Yisrael, Nara Ketana. That what it says, the Nara Ketana was there. So the Kashtam, we have a question, Korele Nara. First it's called a Nara, which is Mashmi, she's 12 years old already. Then it says, V'korla Katana, she's called the Katana. Katana is not a Nara. So how could it be Nara Katana? The Yomar HaKadosh, HaKadosh says, Ketana de Minu Uren. It says, well, her name really was Ketana. When it says, called Nara, means she came from the city Nara. So maybe you're also, Orvim means because they came from the city Orvim. So Mar says, and came of so, Uvoyim mi boile. Should have said, Lashon of Uvoyim, not the Orvim. The Orvim Avad is more mash for me to say, ravens, really, they came and brought it. So, Koponim, this is also another one to bring a riot in this posture that they brought the meat that they ate from it. And Teretz was also Pia Dibu was Shani. So, Teretz was the Tatar speaks out. According to Havim of the Gemara, we didn't know this Teretz was Pia Dibu yet. I, Rav, says that Bosash and Salamanayan is author. Meat that was a Jew did not watch its also to eat from it. You have to be afraid it got mixed up with Goyish meat. So Tzayis here in Savada, we knew that much that the Dibur was matter to say you could be samech that this was the meat that came from Jewish meat. But just we didn't think to say that if the din would be that you can't eat from a shechita of a mumul of Rosh Chodesh, that the Dibur would have been matter it. Not the parrot yet, but it could talk to be maybe the locher is that it's also teeth from a shechita of a mumul. Just here the pshat was, who was our Pia Dibur, there was a special heter min HaShemayim. Again the Gemara says, Lema Mitzvah, let me bring another proof to Rabbi Anan's halacha. Again, the same thing, that a person that's a mumal, a baris tichovim, he can still eat from a shechita. Why? It says like this. It says, Hakil shechtin, fiafilu kusi, fiafilu oral, like we had before. The Bryce says everybody can make a shechita, even a kusi, and even an oral, fiafilu yisrael mumal. And even a Jew that's a mumal that doesn't have eris. So first we said, hi, oral, the Muslim says this person, oral, does not have a bris milah. What type of person is it? That his brothers died because of milah. So maybe he has a head to not have a bris milah on him. That's a good Jew then. There's nothing wrong with pshita, that his shchita is a good shchita. There's nothing wrong with him. El, pshita must mean mumal arlus, that the person did not have a bris milah on purpose. L'hachif b'mezid. He's a mumma, means that on purpose he didn't do this mitzvah. And still it says what? That he can make a shechita, a shechita's kosher. He's not called like a guy. If so, I must say, what does it say to say? If Vafilu Yisro Mumma, even Yisro that's a Mumma that does not there, is also a Chiddush good. So the question again is, what's the Chiddush over here? What is this case talking about? Im Mumma L'dov Rechod, Stam, a person does one Aveiro. If so, we learned that already. Haina Mumma L'Aros, L'Aros. That's called a Mumma for an Oral. He doesn't care to have a Bris Mila. So even though he's a Mumma for one Mitzvah, he's still the Chiddush, still kosher. So what's the Chiddush over here? Doesn't the price mean to say that even though this Jew does the aver of Avodah Zarah, he's a mummer, he does it, still he can eat from Mishkita. And so it's a clear proof of the Karaf Onan, it's a riot Karaf Onan that says that the Shkita is no kosher. So Moses says, Loi, maybe there's no proof. The Yonam Eimlech really, I'll tell you, maybe Mumal Avodah Kechavim Loi. Maybe a person that worships Avodah Zarah, his Shkita is possible. Why? The Yamamah, because we learned, it always says that Chamur Avodis Kechavim, the Aveir of Avodis Zorah is so strong that Chekol HaKoifabo, whoever is Koifer in Avodis Zorah, means does not agree to Avodis Zorah, he is Kamoda B'chol Torah Kula. It's like you're being Moida to the whole Torah. And really the opposite also. That whoever is Moida to Avodis Zorah, it's like you're being Koifer in Chol Torah Kula. And therefore, maybe you have a look like a Goy, that maybe then Yishchit would be possible. So you have no right. It could be a Mumor, Lavros Kechavim, maybe it's called a Mumor, Lekola Terakula, maybe. And yeah, therefore Yishchit would be possible. And El Sebastian over here, El Rather Mumor Liyoyse Dover. The Chiddush here is even though he's a Mumor, that he eats Nevelas, he eats Trefus. Still, if he only does the Letei Oven, means when it's easy for him, here if you let him Shech, like we say, wash it, eat it in the veil, he might as well eat a kosher shchita. So therefore, we say mechon a shchita. Who could have robbed like you had before from Rabbi's halacha? And Rabbi says, if you buy, you could check out the knife before and then give it to him to check, you could be say mechon a shchita. So again, you have no proof this price goes like Ravonin. Maybe a mumal, but it's kechavim a tackle a shchita is possible. Here we're talking about he's a mumal that he eats in the veil, let's let the oven just for his own sake. So then we say, if you check out his knife first, it'll be a kosher shchita. Having more says Meister, I have a question like this. We dash in the pasuk that says Mikem. Rashi says the pasuk says Adam Kiyakrav Mikem Korban. Somebody brings a korban, and the guy neder on the dove. It's not a neder on the dove. So Kiyakrav Masuk Shir. So if you want to bring a korban, you can make Menader to bring a korban. So we dash in Mikem below Kulchem. Not everybody can bring a korban. Leitzias a mumer that a mumer cannot bring a korban. Rashi says, "Shein mekabel nedvosav a mumer brings a korban, the kanim should not accept it." That's one drasha. Mikem b'lekuchem leitzias a mumer. The other drasha is mikem means brochem chilakti. I made a difference by a Jew, but v'loy b'umais I did not make any differences by goyim. So Rashi says, "Mikem brochem chilakti means klema midichsev haim you to be Yisrael v'loy b'umais dichsev ishish mibeis Yisrael Rashi Yaakov korban chonereim." Yeah, so they will learn that ish is marb, even a goy could bring a korban, like a Jew, and by a goy it doesn't say the lashon of mikem. So as if to say, only by a Jew we take out, not everybody can bring it. As it was, shmamina bekem chilakti, shekshere mevim lemumim. Only by a Jew is the lachah that a kosher Jew could bring a korban, and if a Jew is a mumer, he can't bring a korban. But v'loy bumas, by goyim we don't say that. By goyim we say shekulim is not going to mekabel mehem. Any goy that brings a korban, we accept the korban from him. It's another drasha. Yes, that we dashim mikem means only by klai yisrael make this chiluk. Loi bumis. Another drasha we dashim min abheima. Adam kiyakuv mikem min abheima says lohavi b'nei adam shedemel abheima. That a person that's like a behema, Rashi says shein mekhidam mekayim the mitzvahs, still will accept his korban. So Mikanama, from here we learn that Mikablin Karbonis Mipersha Yisrael. We accept Karbonis from people that do Averis, a Persha Yisrael. Rashi says, Mashma Mezidim, even though they do the Averis, the Mezid, and willingly they do the Avera. Still, if they want to bring a Korban, they make a net of the bring Korban, we accept it. Why? They Shiach, so then Betruva Tshuva. Maybe if they'll bring Karbonis, they'll come to do Tshuva. Chutz excluding, what's the first Jerusha? That we do not accept in everybody. What's loitiyas a mumer? Chutz min a mumer. A chutz from a person to mumer, so we'll have to see what the difference between a mumer and a Parshi Yisrael is. But by a mumer, him we're not, we do not accept his carbon. Some of this also means he worships Avodah Zarah. He's Manasseh, he spills his wine in front of the Avodah Zarah. Him also we do not accept the korban from him. That's what the Rashi says. Rashi says, Yimanasseh Chesayayin means Lavoros Mechavim. See, if the person is Tam, a Poshe Yisrael, Tam, does do Averis, we accept the korban from him. But if he does these Averis, that he's a Mumel, or Menasseh Chesayayin, Mechal Shabbos Vehesi, openly, everybody sees Mechal Shabbos, then we don't accept the korban. Samara says, Haguf Akasha, the theory by itself, Omar at the first, he is saying, Likem, for Loi Kulchem, only some Jews can bring a korban, not everybody. Loit, yes, a mumma. Mash, many times you're Poshe Yisrael, you do have Averis Lahachis, the Nezid, you can't bring a korban. Well, then we learn, no, it's a Philly Mikablam korbanis mi Poshe Yisrael, that you could accept a korban from Poshe Yisrael. Of course, that's like a mumma. So it's a stira. Samur says, Holakash, there's no stira. Reisha Tayyim means mumma lechua Torah kula. A person that's a mumma, he does all the Averis, he doesn't care about the Torah at all. So that person, even though he's a Jew, you can't accept the korban from him. Mitzios, what's the middle case talking about? Mumlo dover echot. That if the Jew does an avera for one avera, then you can still accept the korban from him. That's called poshi yisrael, means for one avera. One avera he does, then you can still accept the korban. If so, I'm going to say, what does the sefer say? Chutz min amumer, again, it says the mumi can't accept the korban. Or menasech esayayin. Or some it's Menasech Diyayin spills the wine in front of the Avodah Zarah, Poshim means he's over the Avodah Zarah, or Mechal HaShav of Vifahesiyah. Since so, high Mumma, this Mumma that it says we do not accept the Korban from him, Hechidam, what's the case talking about? E Mumma L'chol Torah Kula, if it means he doesn't keep the Torah at all, he does all the Averis, he doesn't care about the Torah, if so, high no Reisha, that's the Reisha we said already, Mikem V'loi Kulchem, that somebody that's a Mumma L'chol Torah Kula, he can't bring a korban. What do you have to say it over for? It said it already once. Elamai, the mumal adover echod. He only did one aveira. He's only a mumal to do one aveira, and he can't bring it. It's a kasha mitzios. It's a kasha from the middle. In the middle bright, it's mashma poisha yisrael. We do accept the korban from him. Elalav isn't the pshan to say for the mumal korban. This is what the bright means to say. Chutz min hamumal lenasach esayayin. If a Jew that worships avodah zarah. He like pours his wine to the Avodah Zarah, so he's Menasech the Avodah Zarah. Or else a Jew that's Mechal HaShavs for Hesia, him for Hesia, he cannot bring a korban. Alma, what do we see from here? That Mumal Avodah Kechavim have a Mumal Lechal Torah Kula. That if a Jew that worships Avodah Zarah, even though it's this is the only chet that he does, but he can't bring a korban, he's mamish considered like he's a Mumal Lechal Torah Kula. His so should have a lot like a guy that a Shechita should not be a good Shechita. If so, Tiyufta, the Ravonim, Tiyufta, the Chaim, the worst attack is Tiyufta on Ravonim. Next lesson, when Rashi says, Alma, Mumla Vazachovim, Ke Mumla Chotar Kuludami, Rashi says, Hai Tana Chamir Le Shabbos, Chach Avaz Vachovim. Yel Shabbos is also like Avodah Zarah. To every Vachovim, Kaifa Vakarish Baruch Hu. Somebody that worships Avodah Zarah, he's being Kaifa, denying Hashem. The same thing, V'amachal Shabbos, what was Machal Shabbos also, he's a Kaifa B'maisav, he's Kaifa HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created the world. U'meyit Shekesh L'Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'maisav Reishis. As if to say, you don't hold that Hashem rested on Shabbos. That's also called you being Kaifa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we end up not like Ravonim, that a Jew that's Machal Shabbos V'Hesia, or else he's a Mumma, he worships Avodah Zarah, his Shechit attack is possible. Now they must ask a question. For Yom Hocha Nafka, the true learning from over here, the Churmi Hosam Nafka, Rashi says, they mekabim korban min amumim. This is not the pasuk. There's another pasuk to say that a Jew that's a mumer, the Chotar Kula, or else Avodes Kechavim, or Mechal Shabbos, he did not accept the korban from him. So the pasuk is like this. It says, Meyama Oretz Vidashin. So again, the same drasha, Prat Lamumer, that a mumer cannot bring a korban. Rashi says, Meyam, Mashmosim Mupaloi Kolam, and not everybody. The Gavichatas Ksiv, Sheboi Deha Shaydik, that only a person that's not a Mumma can bring a Korban Chatas, not if you're a Mumma, Kratma Mumma. Rishim ben Yosi Yomer Mishum Reb Shimon. The pasuk says, "Asher lo siyasena b'shgoga." The Oshem, who brings the korban? Somebody that did the avera b'shogeg didn't realize it. So we darshin Hashem miyidiyosoi nevi korban Hashem yosoi. Means if he finds out that he did the avera, when he finds out that he did it, right away he does tshuva. He shaves, he returns. So that person to bring the korban. But ein hashev miyidiyosoi. Let's say somebody that knows it's also and still he does the avera. He doesn't stop when he finds out it's also, he still does it. That's a mumah. So he does ain't maybe korban Hashem gosai. He cannot bring korban Hashem gosai. So these are two newly mudim. How do we know that a mumah cannot bring korban? Either from Miyam Oritz or else from Hashem Lassi Yasenu. Mashmi, you have to be a person that when you find out you did the chet, you do tshuva. The Yarmini, then we say, my benayu, what's the difference between the two pshatim? My benayu. The Yomer of Hanuna. Mumah lechol chelev. Difference would be like this. Let's say somebody is a mumar teet chalef. He doesn't care about eating chalef. What happened was, it happened now that he ate dam. He ate blood of an animal. That's also chayef korban amazed. B'shoyged yet being a korban. So he brought a korban al adam. That's a nafkamina. Eike benayu. Yeah, so Rashi says what? If you have to have the person shev midi yosai, snuchu hirus, the person is shev midi yosai, he never eats dam. So as soon as he found out that he ate dam, b'shoigig, he won't do it anymore. That's called the du tshuva. But if you dash off the first pasuk miyamar, it's prat lemumar, the maestro's person is a mumar over here. See if he cannot bring a korban. Rashi says, my b'nami, mikomak a mumar lemikal minei. Yeah. Rashi says, but shoga, but Philip Yadeya Shudama Hyakla, the Tarakama Mumishma is still called the Mumma. He won't be Makabit from him. Because Rabbi Shim is told in Shev Midiyasai, will he do tshuva or not? He will do tshuva, so he could accept the korban. But Korban will back to the Kasha, here the Pesukim say Mumma is possible for korban. And before we have other Pesukim, we have Mikem that teaches us that a Mumma cannot bring a korban. So what do you have to have two Pesukim for? Samura says, I'll tell you, one is Mikem is talking about a korban oila, and here we're talking about a korban chatis. Utsrich, I need both pesukim. Diyash min echadol, here the pasuk about a chatis mishum la kaporu, that's coming for a kaporu. That's why a chatis cannot be brought if you're a muma. Ah, well, oila, the dora no, but an oila, that's a present like you bring it to Hashem. It's in the dova, doing it on your own. Aim, I would have thought to say a kabo minei, maybe you should accept it from a muma. So Kamash will know we don't accept the present either. And the opposite, V'yashmin al-Hura just said by Korban Oila, Mishum Dalav Chiyubu. Maybe he's not Mechuyiv to bring it. Ah, he wants to bring a present. Like Hashem says, I don't need your presence. Don't bring me no presents. Ah, well, Chatas, what a Korban Chatas, the person made Dam or Chalif. To Chiyubu, then maybe the person has a Chiyiv to bring a Chatas. Ema, maybe the Kabul Minay, maybe we should accept it from him now that he wants to bring it. Yes, Kamash, no, Tricha, the second postulate of Miyamor, said no, even though there's a Chiyiv, it's only a Chiyiv, if you're a person that's Shev Miyidiyosai, you would not do it Benazid. But this Mumma that does it Benazid, there's no Chiyiv Korban. Another word says, V'cholhecho dechsiv dehema. Kiriyusu, wherever it says the word behema, you want to say it's a Reisa. Here, Rashi says it means, Kiyukmas liyel de poishim, Korban behema. As before, the pasuk called these poshim, they called them behema. It said a lashon midarshin of mina behema is mahavi bnei yadim shadom lo behema. That bnei yadim that's like a behema, they can bring karbonis. Telling me now, when it says the word behema, it said grayusa, like you are ranking out the people, calling them like behemas. So is that true? Chaychad he said behema grayusi, was it something bad? I have said, the pasuk says, Odom Behema Tashi Hashem, that Hashem will help an Odom and a Behema. And here, what does the word Behema mean? The Yomer of Yehuda Omer Rav, Eilu B'nei Yod, these are people, Sheimarum and Bedas, means like they're big, humble people, they don't act so smart, or Masim and Atzman Ke Behema, they make themselves like a Behema, they make themselves very humble. So these people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will help them. Skuri Yisiyad Rabbi, here the word Behema is making a Shvach, say these people have good midas. Rashi says, "Shenarum and Medas means Kodem Rishon." that they're very smart. I mean, umesim nafshu b'heino, that dakei ruach, they make themselves very humble. So these people that are really smart, just they act as if they're humble, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be, Toshi will help them. So you see with the Ashning here, the word behema from Ayusa, something good. So where it says it depends. Hosom Ksiv Odom Ubehema. Over there it says Odom Ubehema. So Mashma, it's something good. But Hocha Behema L'chudei, Ksiv, here it says the word Behema L'chudei, meaning to say that calling an Odom Ubehema, something bad. Still says, so it's for Holechod, it's of Odom and Behemah, Mayusi, wherever it says the word Odom and Behemah means by something good, I will see there's another person in Yom Yom that says, Vizerati is basically scroll, Zero Odom, Zero Behemah. And there, so much was something bad, it's saying Christ was bad, they act like Behemoths over there. There were Poshim, Rashi's Zero Behemah, Magnum, and Bemsech the Saita, Lekor of Lashona, person did not learn, Lashim Shavichomim. Although because the way of Zerati is basically Israel, Zer Adam, Zer Behem, Kalema, Harachomim, Vihaburim, Kulam, Ezram, like Grayusa. Says even though it says the word Adam and Behem, it means something bad. Hos Chil Adam and Behem, Lord, if the apostle calls us, they have to say, Zer Adam and Zer Behem, Zer Adam and Behem, Yazdik. Now the word Smudiel or Beis Dinsi Vyasru, Kutse Mensa Shchita. It's kosher, because we were going that kusim, or geri emes, they were called regular Yisraelim. So the shkita was kosher, but you have to know later, when Gamliel and Bezdin, when Gamliel and his Bezdin made a psak, nimnu, they made like a new takonim and rabbanim, and they said, our shkita is possible. So Yaakov, bar Yagabov, made a psak, that gzeir was, if a Jew was not watching the kusi do a shkita, then like you have to be afraid, maybe they don't do a good job. Amalei said back to him, no, to mehai merabbanim, could like Miri in Shishmaita, that you think that we're Chacham that don't know halachis, we would not say something like that. Because the shame Yisrael Emin Agabov Lameim Raboi, if a Jew is not watching them, so Pshit it's no good. Avad, like them Acheshif Lefne Iver, we can't trust them. So Avad, the whole Chiddush was, even though a Jew is watching them, still Mid Rabbanan out, have a look like a guy, that their Shchit is possible. The question is, Kibla Minei la Kibla Minei. Did he accept it or not? Like, did he accept it? That's really the Peshat of Gamliel Bezdinus Gzeiro to say that a Kusi now is possible Shchita. Did he accept it or not? So, Mor says, Toshma coming here. So, Yomar Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Yomar Abasi. And he re-sees Rabbi Yechonon, so Rabbi Yechonon. Sheochal Meshchita's Kusi. So you see, no, he didn't accept it. He held that a shkita's kusi is still kosher. We're only afraid maybe he doesn't do a good job. But Mashmah of Yisrael would watch over him, he will eat from a shkita. The Mor says, Af Reb Asi ochel meshkita's kusi. Even Reb Asi also ate a behemah that a kusi made a shkita run. V'toye bo Reb Zera. Reb Zera wondered about this. That Lashmilu, how did he eat from the shkita? The Chur Lashmilu, didn't you hear? V'toye Reb Zera, Lashmilu. That Reb Zera like wondered and said, Mustamo, they did not hear about the Gzera. Because they have a Shmielu, have a Mikabalu. That if they would have heard, they would have accepted it. So he wondered, what was the Pshat? Or Dilma maybe know, Shmielu like Kiblu. So this was Reb Zera, Reb Asi, had a doubt. What's like a Pshat? Well, not Reb Asi, said Reb Zera. Reb Zera had a doubt. Like, what's the Pshat that Reb Asi and Reb Yechon ate from the Shkita's Kusi? Is it the Pshat he didn't hear about the Takana? And maybe if he would have heard about it, he wouldn't have ate from it. Or else, no, even though he heard from it, he did not hold from it. So that was his suffering. That's Reb Zera's suffering. Had the apostle now, Shadem Reb Zera, became clear to himself that Mistava Vadat Esfora said, Ishmilu, that Yabas and Yavirchon heard about that Takono, but like Kiblu, they didn't accept it upon themselves. Therefore, they ate from the Shkita of the Kusi. Because otherwise, the East, Sakadaribi would have thought to say, Shmilu, they did not hear about this takana from Gamliel and Bezdinai. And we have Ishmilu, they would have really heard of it. Had it Mikabli law, they would have accepted it, not eating from it. If so, Heichim Istai, Nusalamechli Suri. How is it possible that Kodesh Baruch Hu will let these two big tzaddikim eat a shkita that's possible? Like if the din is really its possible, it wouldn't have come out, they would have eaten from it. Because the svar is, Hashtun, the Hemtum Shal Tzaddikim. Ein HaKodesh Baruch Hu, maybe the Kalal Yodon. if the behemah of a tzaddik, Hashem does not let the behemah eat something treif, his tzaddikim atzim lekoshchein, isn't it for sure that Kosh Baruch Hu would save tzaddikim himself and not eat from it? So Rashi says, Hashem lezikim, he means chamor, the princess ben yor lekamor. We'll see the mice later about the donkey of princess ben yor. In the Kosh Baruch Hu, Rashi says, shetoch lebehemah dov rosalo. Hakadosh Baruch Hu did not let his donkey eat something that's offered to him. So madrich by the donkey, for sure, tzaddikim also would not eat something that's possible. So here, since they ate from the shrit, it must be they heard of the takana, and they don't hold from it. They hold no, the shrit is still kosher. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.